Welcome. We are at LaPel High School, home of the Bulldogs. We welcome you to today's education-based high school varsity girls basketball game. Tonight's game, the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies and the LaPel Lady Bulldogs. This internet radio broadcast is made possible by audiosportsonline.net. That's A-S-O. That's Robbie Kendall, providing internet radio access for PutneyInSports.com. So mention both teams are on the floor. They're getting shots at their leisure. They're getting stretched out near center court. 9:18 on the pregame clock. The officials meeting has just broken up with the captains for each school. So mention both these schools familiar with one another. And we'll also let you know that they're going to play basketball right here on Jimmy Howe Court. Jimmy Howe, we'll mention that he's a heck of a coach, for LaPel. He was athletic director, and he was honored briefly, might have been a couple of years ago, and he was honored. They have two state titles. This is a boys' basketball, 2005-2016, right here at LaPel High School, boys' basketball. But tonight, it's girls' basketball. Girls' basketball on the agenda. So we'll mention a little bit about each school. We'll talk about the administration, talk about each team. First, we'll talk about the visiting team on the scoreboard. That's the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Lady Huskies have a school enrollment of 731. And we'll mention Jackson Central became Hamilton Heights in 1965, and we'll let you know the Lady Huskies belong to Class 3A, Sectional 24. There are seven in their sectional. Their sectional will happen at Yorktown High School. In their sectional will be Hamilton Heights. Hamilton Heights, their two wins against sectional opponents. They've not lost against a sectional opponent. They're 2-0. They're 6-1. And that's versus class basketball, class 3A opponents. They're 10-2. I should say 11-2 overall. Take that back. They're 10-2. We'll also mention Yorktown. Yorktown Lady Tigers. So they are 11-2, Maya. Yorktown Lady Tigers, they're one win, zero losses. That's in sectional competition. The three wins, zero losses. That's against class 3A opponents. They're 7-4 overall. Delta, the Delta Lady Eagles, are 2-1 versus sectional opponents. They're 2-1 versus class opponents. They're also 7-7 on the season. Frankton, the Frankton Lady Eagles, they're 1-1 against sectional opponents. They're 2-1 versus class 3A opponents. They're 9-4 overall. Frankton playing the death factor. We'll mention Jay County. Jay County, the Lady Patriots, they're 1-1 versus sectional opponents. They're 2-1 versus class opponents, and they're 11-2 overall. Newcastle, the Newcastle Lady Trojans, they're 1-3 versus sectional opponents. They're 1-5 versus class opponents. They're 2-12 overall, followed up by the Centerfield Lady Bulldogs. So seven in that sectional. So mention Hamilton Heights High School. Principal is Jared Mason. The athletic director is Kurt Ogden. The athletic department manager is Lee Ann Moffitt. Hamilton Heights High School is located at 25802 State Road 19, Arcadia, Indiana, 46030. You can dial them by telephone at 317-984-3551. You can find them on the web at hhshuskies.org. They wear the colors orange, white, and brown. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. Hoosier Conference made up of nine teams. They have an East Division and a West Division. In the East Division, Western, they're one win, zero losses. In the East, they're 11 wins, zero losses overall. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, they're one win, zero losses in the East. They're 11 wins, two losses overall. We'll mention the Northwestern Lady Tigers. They're 1 win, 1 loss in the East Division. They're 3 wins, 10 losses overall. Followed up by the Tipton Blue Devils. Tipton Blue Devils, 0-2 in the East Division. We'll mention Tipton Blue Devils winding up the East Division. We'll also mention the West Division. West Division is like this. In the West, it's Rensselaer Central. Lady Bombers, they're 2 wins, 0 losses. That's in the West Division of the Hoosier Conference. Rensselaer Central Lady Bombers are 14 wins, 0 losses on the season for this point. Hinton Central. Hinton Central Bison, they're 2 wins, 1 loss in the West. Overall, they're 10 wins, 2 losses. Twin Lakes Lady Indians, they're 1 win, 2 losses in the West Division. They're 7-5 overall. Followed up by Central Catholic, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. The Lady Knights have not played a West Division opponent as of yet. 5 wins, 7 losses on the season. West Lafayette, the Lady Red Devils, they're 0-2 in the West. Overall, they're 9 wins, 6 losses. And we'll mention a little bit about Hamilton Heights. They have an average, per-game average. This is an average in 12 games, 54.4 points offensively. That's pretty close. LaPel 57.5. And then we'll mention them defensively. The Lady Huskies given up 36.7. And the Lady Bulldogs given up 38.4. As mentioned, Hamilton Heights 10-2 on the season. They're 1 win, 0 losses in the East. Head coach is Keegan Cherry. Keegan Cherry, 130 wins, 56 losses, working in year number 8 at Hamilton Heights. And our next game on the agenda after tonight for the Lady Huskies will be a couple of days away. It'll be Thursday, December 21st, 6 o'clock, JV, 7:30 varsity. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies will travel to Blackburn. New battle with the Blackburn Lady Bruins. Now we'll talk a little bit about home team on the scoreboard. That's LaPel Lady Bulldogs. Lady Bulldogs, their school was founded right here in LaPel 1890. They have a school enrollment of 477. They're class 2A, sectional 40. There are 6 in their sectional. Their sectional will happen right here at Jimmy Howe Court. So making in their sectional, LaPel Bulldogs. Lady Bulldogs, just 3 wins, sectional opponents, 3-0. They're 5-2 in class 2A opponents. They're 11-2 overall. The Wapahani Lady Raiders, they're 2 wins, 0 losses in sectional play. They're 2 wins, 1 loss versus class 2A opponents. 10-3 overall. Monroe Central Lady Golden Bears, they're 2 wins, 1 loss. Versus sectional opponents, they're 4 wins, 3 losses in class opponents. They're 9-4 overall. The Alexandria Lady Tigers, they're 0-1 in sectional opponents. Against sectional opponents, they're 3-3 versus class opponents. We'll mention they're 9-3 overall. Muncie Burris, Lady Owls, they're working on their record. They're playing basketball. They have a nice facility. Muncie Burris, Lady Owls, looking to win a basketball game here on the early season. We're not quite about halfway through. Winchester, Lady Golden Falcons. They're 0-3 in sectional opponents. They're 2-4 versus class opponents. That's 2A. We'll mention overall, they're 4-7. We'll mention the principal is Matt Bowles. The athletic director is Bill Chase. And the athletic secretary is Tina Wilson. LaPel High School is located 1850 South 900 West, LaPel, Indiana, 46051. You can dial them up at 765-534-3036 on the web at LaPelAthletics.com for the colors black and Vegas gold. They do not belong to a conference. They are independent. We'll mention home games. We'll talk about that in a bit. We'll mention the head coach is Zach Newby. 93 wins, 44 losses, working in year number 6. Their next opponent is going to happen after the new year. It'll be January 2nd. It'll be a beginning of the Madison County Tournament. Fairwood Lady Panthers will go against the LaPel Lady Bulldogs at 6 p.m. We're going to stand for attention right now. We're going to have national anthem. And then we'll do just the same as the public address announces to the crowd. Talking about sportsmanship. And talking about abusive language. We'll not be tolerant. So, I is checking an event to athletes. We will let the coaches coach. Players like official officiate. Going to step down. Our national anthem, it was Memorex, but it sounded marvelous. Nice system here at LaPel High School. We're going to meet the starting lineup for tonight's ball game. First, we'll talk about the starting lineup. We're making the starting lineup for the visiting team on the scoreboard. That's the Lady Huskies of Hamilton Heights. Hamilton Heights will start like this. Wearing number 2, 5'6" senior, Ella Hickok. Wearing number 3, 5'6" junior, that's Katie Brown. Wearing number 10, 5'10" senior, that's Cameron Runner. Wearing number 23, 5'7" senior, Cassidy Schakel. Wearing number 24, 5'9" senior, Hadley Cherry. The head coach is Keegan Cherry. Now we'll mention the starters for the LaPel Bulldogs. The Lady Bulldogs will start like this. Wearing number 11, 6-foot sophomore, Lanaya Wills. Wearing number 21, she's a senior. We'll have her high school mission, 21, Madeline Poyser. Wearing number 23, also do not have a high school mission. She's a sophomore, Amaya Nunn. Also starting tonight, wearing number 30, no height given, we'll mention. She's a senior, that's Rosemary Likens. And the final starter in the lineup is wearing number 32. She's a junior, Brooklyn Bowles. The head coach for the LaPel Lady Bulldogs is Mr. Zach Newby. So we're going to introduce, they're introducing the home team right now. People standing, clapping, Hamilton Heights, watching it happen. And it's going to be a good game here tonight, we believe so. They're getting a bit start at a little bit later start than we thought. And I'm going to be starting here about a minute or two, 7:50 on the wristwatch. We'll talk a little bit about here in a little bit. Talk about both 2A and 3A. And they're going to, the officials are going to knuckle up right there in front of the scorer's bench. Getting ready to toss it up. Some photography on the floor. Photography. Hamilton Heights. And work in this direction. And I'm going to jump it up. It's going to be Cameron Runner at number 10. She's going to jump it up right there. LaPel Lady Bulldog. It's going to be tipped to the backboard. Tip control by 11, Lanaya Wills. Ball's in the backcourt, they're moving to the front court. LaPel, Lady Bulldogs, moving back and forth behind the arc. Starting out top is Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner going to switch. The dribble out top, moving the basketball. It's 23, Amaya Nunn. They're working inside, going to be tipped away. Going to be picked up by Lady Huskies to Ella Hickok. Ball's in the front court. The back panel dribbles. They're working out top. She'll reset the offense. Straight away near the center circle. They move the left side. Shakel back to Ella Hickok. Early going, 7:25 on the game clock. Then dribble in, the crossover. She'll bring it back out. That's Ella Hickok. She'll reset the offense. She'll move it right side. Katie Brown. They're working left side, moving the basketball around. Ella Hickok. Being guarded there by LaPel. That's number 30, Rosemary Likens. Move it back around. Katie Brown going to take a floater in the lane. Going to bounce off. Backboard would go. Rebound secured. That's number 11, Lanaya Wills. To the front court with the basketball. Stationary dribble. Stationary. You'll move it baseline. Move back around. It's going to be chipped away. It's going to be fought for. And it's picked up there in the backcourt by Ella Hickok. In the front court, Cameron Runner. So we're the right side. She'll go outside the paint. She'll take a shot. Shot wouldn't go. She'll go to the foul stripe. She'll shoot two. Foul of this ball game going to be whistled on LaPel. They're going to whistle this foul on Lady Bulldogs, number 23, Amaya Nunn. She has one. Cameron Runner, a foul stripe, short off the rim, wouldn't go. Cameron Runner comes to the stripe tonight, 94%. She's now 75 for 80 on the season. Second shot, good. Got the back end of a two-shot foul. We're going to talk about the baseline right there. Official, going to ask the spirit section to scoot just a little bit. Athletic director walking over there, hand in pocket, checking on them. We'll mention 6:41 on the game clock. 1-0 contest, Lady Huskies in front. They're going to bring the ball in left of the bucket on the baseline. She can run the baseline. Lady Huskies going to have three defenders in the backcourt. Tossed in right there. That's 21, Madeline Pointer. They're working back and forth. Lanaya Wills gets it to the front court. On the dribble now, going to dribble across the free throw line. 21, Madeline Pointer. She'll pass it outside, inside the arc. Two-point shot wouldn't go. Shot taken there by 32, Brooklyn Bowles. Back the other direction. Crossover dribble. They're working through the corner. Ella Hickok. Hickok from the left corner baseline. Three-point shot's good. 4-0 contest. Lady Huskies going to provide pressure again in the backcourt. Ball tip's going to be touched by Lanaya Wills, and her foot is on the sideline. Going to give the ball back to the Lady Huskies. So let me toss in slightly in the backcourt. Cameron Runner into Ella Hickok. To cross the timeline on the dribble near the center circle. Going to work it right side. To the corner, Katie Brown. She'll bring it back out. Down the perimeter, back out to Cameron Runner. Deep behind the three-point line. She'll work it back to Katie. Katie Brown brings it back out. Ella Hickok, left side. Thought about a shot. Wasn't open. Going to go baseline now. She's going to dish it back the other direction. Outside the arc, three-point shot. Good. Katie Brown, left elbow extended. 5:38 left here in the first quarter. 7-0 contest. Lady Huskies in front. They'll bring it to the front court. Lanaya Wills on the dribble. Out top, they're moving around. Touches the hands briefly. Rosemary Likens. They'll go to the corner with it. Three-point shot. Good. Credit the bucket. LaPel Lady Bulldogs. Right there, 21. I take that back. The shot right here, two-point shot. Press the bucket, that was 21, Madeline Pointer. Bring it back around the front court. Hamilton Heights, behind the arc, Hadley Sherry. She'll bring it left side, behind the arc, three-point shot in the air. Rims out, wouldn't go, Ella Hickok. Rebound out of there, Lanaya Wills for LaPel. She works the other direction, she'll go left-handed off the glass. Two-point bucket, good. 7-5 contest, Lady Huskies by two. To the front court on the dribble. Ella Hickok, back pedal dribble, works the left side behind the arc. Cameron Runner picked up a screen from Hadley Cherry. Out top of the basketball, she'll work the left side. Hadley Cherry behind the arc, she'll dribble in. She'll go baseline, she'll have to back out. She'll be thrown to the backcourt. She'll be picked up from there. Another thought they were going to say it was tips. A little bit of a delay there on the whistle. Just checking with each other, evidently. Ball goes over and back, and it belongs to LaPel. So they're going to bring the ball in from side court right there in front of the Husky bench. Be brought in right there on side court. Brought in Who's Mary Lichen? She'll dribble. She'll work it in. She'll bounce pass. Right side of moving around the perimeter. But Nia Wills in the corner. We're going to back around. Catches hands briefly on Maya Nunn. Wills will work it back into paint. Going to be tipped away. Going to be picked up by Ellie Hickok. She'll push it up ahead to Katie Brown. Going to be tipped from the backside. Goes out of bounds. Going to stay in the front court. Going to belong to the Lady Huskies. Left of the bucket on the baseline. 4:05 left here in the first quarter. 7-5 contest. Katie Huskies by two. And brought in left of the bucket on the baseline. Katie Brown. Going to bounce it in. Cassie Schaefer. Goes up for the shot. Going to be deflected. Lania Wills back the other direction. Wills in the front court with the basketball. They're moving around. 23. Amaya Nunn. They'll work it outside. They're going to dribble in. Stepper dribbles. Works it back out top. Lady LaPelle Bulldogs. They'll work it out near the baseline. That was 33 with the basketball. And the ball game analyst. So, going to be stolen near half court. Ella Hickok. They're working through the front court out top of the circle. Cameron Runner, she'll dribble in. Nearly lost the handle. Kind of a trip there, no call. Sometimes they call a foot trip, holding. And no call right there. And the ball goes out of bounds. And Cameron tries to take it out to a teammate. So they're going to enter the ball game right here. In the inbound, backcourt. Lady Huskies, three in the front court. They're working back the other direction. They're working outside the arc. Going to go baseline. Picks up the dribble. That's 33. And Annalise Stowe back out around the perimeter. Lania Wills going to be tipped away and stolen by Hamilton Heights. Katie Brown in the front court. Around Cassie Schaefer. Outside the arc. Shot on the way. Good. Three-point bucket. Credit the shot. Cameron Runner for three. 10-5 contest. 3 minutes left. Going to be a steal at half court. Going to be picked up by Cassie Schaefer out front of the scores bench. They're going to whistle a foul right there. It's going to be whistled on LaPelle. It's going to be 33, Annalise Stowe. She has one. Team foul number two. Hamilton Heights yet to commit a foul here in the first quarter. 2:52, clock moving. Katie Brown out around the perimeter. We're going to Cameron Runner now back left side behind the arc. She'll dribble in the paint. Shot off the mark. Wouldn't go. Ella Hickok. Rebound out there. Picked up by Lady Bulldog, number 33, Annalise Stowe. They're going to dribble up to the front court. 21, Madeline Poitier. Take that back. Number 23, him was Amaya Nunn. They're working back out top. Basketball tip from the backside. Going to be picked up by Hamilton Heights. Miss Steele has a chair at the Cameron Runner crossover. Up there, the court. She'll pick up her dribble out top of the circle. It's the right side, Katie Brown. Katie Brown, left-handed pass. Outside to get it to Ella Hickok. She'll bring the ball back around. She'll reset the offense. Working against her. Straight out top. Moving the zone around. LaPelle Lady Bulldogs. Cameron Runner going to take a shot. Three-point shot outside the arc. Couple of steps behind the arc. Left of center. Three-point shot is good. 13-5. Lady Huskies by 8. 1:48 on the game clock. We're going to see the front court. On the dribble. Crossing the sideline. Out in front of the Husky bench. It'll be a foul whistle. We're going to whistle this one on Hamilton Heights. So they're going to whistle this foul on Hickok, number two. She'll pick up her first. Ella Hickok picks up one. In the ball game for Lady Husky is number 25, Kennedy Cherry. They inbound the basketball. Be brought inside court. LaPelle Lady Bulldogs brought in right there in the ball game. It's Taylor Moroz. She's a junior. They're working back in. They're working around outside the arc. Tania will to get it outside the baseline. They'll pass it inside the paint. Shot wouldn't go. Shot taken by Annalise Stowe. Back the other direction behind the arc. Three-point shot wouldn't go as Hadley Cherry. Rebound fought for it. Picked up by Kennedy Cherry. It's going to be a whistle. It's going to be a whistle and a whistle to foul on Kennedy Cherry. Number 25, she'll pick up the foul. She has one in the contest. So in the ball game for the Lady Bulldogs, it's Sophie Goodwin. Sophie Goodwin, a 5'7" sophomore. Max Press, sophomore, has some heights in there, we'll mention. To the front court, trying to get to the front court. Lady Bulldogs are getting into Lania Wills. They go to the corner with it. 3-point shot in the air. Shot wouldn't go. Shot taken from the left corner baseline, 25, Taylor Moroz. Lady Huskies on the rebound to the front court, center circle, stationary dribble. Is Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner looks for defense. Late defense going to come out and play. It's going to be 25, Taylor Moroz. Working left side, Kennedy Cherry. Pass it back across court. Cameron Runner, 45 seconds left, first quarter. Out top of the basketball again near the center line. Cameron Runner should work at right side in front of the Lady Bulldogs bench. Ella Hickok, she'll back pedal dribble. Near the center line, 33 seconds left here in the first quarter. 13-5 contest. Lady Huskies on the dribble, stationary dribble. Ella Hickok, defense is back to the three-point stripe. 18 seconds left. Lady Huskies, stationary dribble. Ella Hickok, they'll move some positions. She'll center up now. So we're going to right side, Cameron Runner, 10 seconds left. On the dribble, Cameron Runner going to dribble in. She go in the paint, she go off the glass, couldn't get it, got her own board. Dishes off, Hadley Cherry. Going to end up in the hands of Lanaya Wills. She ends up on the floor right there with Kennedy Cherry. And the first quarter is complete. Well mentioned. First quarter break. Lady Huskies, 13. Lady Bulldogs, 5. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by AGM Auto. AGM Auto, if you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. AGM Auto can be that good mechanic you're looking for. At AGM Auto, they do everything under the hood. AGM Auto, they welcome you. We'll mention AGM Auto. They are located just west of Arcadia. That's at 6660 East, 266 Street. They're open daily, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. AGM Auto right there, they restore classic cars. To restore classic cars right there at AGM Auto. You can find them on Facebook, AGM Auto LLC. You can call them at 317-984-5283. Again, that's 317-984-5283. AGM Auto, west of Arcadia. Going to inbound the basketball, side court, adjacent to the scores bench. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies to get the alternate possession arrow for jump tip controlled by Lanaya Wills. We're tossing it slightly in the backcourt. Ella Hickok. And they got to pass it right side, Cameron Runner. She's going to pass it across the timeline. Beside the arc, Kennedy Carey. Back to Cameron Runner. Now back right side to get the basketball. It'll be a short pass off the shin. Hard pass to handle. Ella Hickok couldn't handle it. Goes out of bounds. It'll be brought in. Side court to move across. Now the timeline. Propel Lady Bulldogs picks up the dribble. 25, Amaya Nunn. Amaya Nunn going to work it back inside. Lanaya Wills. Lanaya Wills in the paint off the glass. Right side. Two-point bucket. Good. 13-7. Lady Huskies by 6. Falls in the front court. We're going to back around. Outside order to work it back in. Jekyll, they're working back around the perimeter. Cameron Runner. Off the corner. They're working back around. They're going to call offensive foul. They're going to whistle a foul. Shot taken there. Left. Right elbow extended. Where'd he go? And they're going to work it back right side. They're going to give the ball back to the Lady Bulldogs. That foul whistled on Cassie Jekyll. She has one. Key foul number one here in the second quarter. They're working from the backcourt, trying to get across the timeline. Bell Lady Bulldogs on the dribble. Sophie Goodwin. Sophie Goodwin wears number one. Difficult way to go. She's trying to pass it. Going to be tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Lady Bulldogs. Take that back. Last touch by, I believe, Ella Hickok. Who's out of bounds. Going to be brought in. Side court in the backcourt. Back in, Sophie Goodwin. Sophie Goodwin, a 5'7" sophomore. They're going to work it to the front court, try to get across the timeline from the dribble. 21, Madeline Poynter. So they're going to work it left side. Tipped away. It's going to be tipped away by Katie Brown, picked up by Cameron Runner. Runner on the crossover. Work it back around outside the arc of the dribble lane. I should say the baseline. Out top, three-point shot, rimmed around, wouldn't go. Shot taken by Cameron Runner. Back the other direction, Lanaya Wills for the Lady Bulldogs. Work it right side with the basketball. Bring it back out top, Goodwin. We're going to round the perimeter, set the hands, Moroz to go outside the corner. Left corner baseline, three-point shot good. 22, Jocelyn Love. The 13-10 contest, Lady Huskies by three. Timeout. Be called by LaPel Lady Bulldogs. 30-second timeout. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Fritz and Fishers. www.fritzandfishers.com. That's Fritz in Noblesville also. FritzandFishers.com right there. Quality cars, trucks, SUVs, preferred low mileage, and one owner automobiles. In Fishers, 8599 East, 116th Street. And along State Road 32 between Noblesville and Westfield, you dial them up right there at 773. That's 317-773-2232. In Fishers, it's 317-842-2228. FritzandFishers.com. F-R-I-T-Z. Going to be brought in by the bucket on the baseline. Backcourt brought in by Cameron Runner in the on the slow dribble to the timeline. Ella Hickok, your cross-court pass. Backcourt now crossing the timeline. One dribble. Ella Hickok puts it adjacent. Left side to move the basketball in on Cameron Runner. Havie Cherry get pass outside. Go dribble the lane and go back to the corner. Work it back around Cameron Runner. Now right side behind the arc, Katie Brown. Work it outside the arc. Ella Hickok, she'll dribble back out, reset the offense. Working left side to the corner. Working back in, just outside the paint. Cassidy Schagel. Working back around, Katie Brown out top. 24, Havie Cherry. They go to the corner with it. Three-point shot in the air, good. Credit the bucket. Number 10, Cameron Runner. 16-10 contest. I-37 left. They're in the second quarter. To the front court. Except for dribble at 22, Jocelyn Love. Going to be a foul whistle, Lady Huskies. Going to be a call for the foul. It's going to be whistled. On 23, Cassidy Schakel. She'll pick up her second foul. In the ball game for the Lady Huskies is 25, Kennedy Cherry. Going to bring the ball in from side court. Coach Small going to step up, step away. Give her plenty of room. 23, Jocelyn Love pushes it in to root for the corner. Going to be double team in the corner right there. Lady Huskies, she'll pass out of it. They'll bring it down low off the glass. Shot when he go. Rebound putback is good. That's Lanaya Wills. Lanaya Wills for two. 16-12. To the front court with the basketball. Stationary dribble. Out top now. She'll dribble close to the three-point line. She'll work the right side. Ella Hickok on the stationary dribble. Out near the center line. 5 minutes left here in the second quarter. 16-12, Lady Huskies by four on the dribble outside the arc. She'll work it to the corner. Ella Hickok, she'll bring it back out. She'll go across the free throw lane. She'll work it back in. Driving the lane off the glass, should say. Wouldn't get use the glass off the rim. Wouldn't go. Kennedy Sherry back the other direction. To rebound, Lanaya Wills. In the front court on the dribble, 23, Amaya Nunn. She'll work it outside the arc. To the corner, and be tipped away. Picked up by the Lady Huskies. Now picked up on the pass. Intercepting the pass in the backcourt. Tell Lady Bulldogs, that's number 32, Brooklyn Bowles. They're going to whistle the foul on Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Going to be whistled on number 3, Katie Brown. She has one. Ball brought in side court. Lady Bulldogs out top. They'll work her right side on the dribble. 23, Amaya Nunn. They'll work her back out, Madeline Pointer. Back to Amaya Young. A Nunn out top. Back to Pointer. She's going to dribble in. There's going to be a foul whistle. It's going to be an illegal screen. Illegal screen out top of the circle. LaPel Lady Bulldogs. Going to whistle this one on 23. Amaya Nunn. She has two. Team foul right here in the quarter. One in the second quarter. Back in the ball game for the Lady Bulldogs is 33. Brooklyn Bowles. Taking a breather is 23. Amaya Nunn. Katie Huskies with three fouls here in the second quarter, accumulative. 4:06 on the game clock. In the front court with the basketball. Behind the arc, Cameron Runner. Still working left side. Working around Katie Brown and back out top to work the basketball. That's number 2, Ella Hickok. Hickok on the stationary dribble. 3:52 on the game clock. Now near the center line, center circle, I should say. She's on the dribble. Stationary dribble. She'll move to the left side slightly. Going to up a screen from Hallie Cherry, didn't need it, looks back in, goes off the glass, shot wouldn't go. Back the other direction on the rebound, Lanaya Wills. when Nia Will's going to dribble around, couldn't get the bucket. She couldn't get the dribble. It's going to be tipped out of bounds by the Lady Huskies in front of the Husky bench. It's going to be brought in right here. Husky bench. It's going to be brought in. 33 and penalty Stowe. Work it in. Madeline Pointer going to get called for a high dribble. Put back down with the ball under the basketball. It's going to go a palming violation. 3.5 minutes left. 3.5 minutes left here in the second quarter. 16-12, Lady Huskies crossing the timeline. Ella Hitchcock works at right side. Cameron Brunner picked up a screen. When Abby Sherry works it back out top through the legs. To go to the corner with it, Katie Brown. Katie Brown's going to get a bank shot from the corner. That's a rare shot that goes in. I imagine that Mr. Whitman could do that too. 3:04 on the game clock. Going to be tipped in the backcourt. He's stolen. Cameron Rudder. Work it back around. Out top now, Hadley Sherry. Hey, Brooke Stubbs. Stubbs going to check in here momentarily for the Lady Bulldogs. Out top of the basketball. Ella Hickok. She'll move it left side. Not taking the point. Out top. Center circle. Hadley Sherry. To right side. Ella Hickok. Now back out top. Cameron Rudder. Guarding Cameron is Lania Wills. Lania Wills lifts it at 6 feet tall. 2.5 minutes left here in the first half. The dribble. Right side, going to dribble back around into paint. They'll work it outside. Hadley Cherry, she'll take a shot. She'll work it down inside. They'll get it back out. Cameron Rudder, they're going to call 3 second violation on the Huskies into paint. And so they'll bring the ball back in out of bounds. It's going to belong to the LaPel Lady Bulldogs. They'll bring it in from backcourt. To toss it in back in the ball game for the Lady Bulldogs is Rosemary Likens. She wears number 30. To work it back cross court. Likens going to try to get it back to Rosemary Likens, I should say, to go back the other direction under the paint. In the ball game for the Lady Huskies is Cameron Roten. Cameron Roten couldn't get the shot all through the front court. Working there is Lania Will. We'll go to the corner with it. Outside the arc, going to be a 3-point shot. Good. Credit the bucket. 21, Madeline Pointer. 1:45 left here in the quarter. Second quarter, 19-15. Lady Huskies by 4. From the dribble, they're working left side. Going to bring it back around. Katie Brown. Outside, thought about a 3. Going to dribble in. Off the glass. Shot wouldn't go. Hadley Cherry. Left-handed layup. Back the other direction on the rebound. But Nia Wills. Going to whistle a reach in. Right there on Hamilton Heights, they're going to whistle this on Hadley Cherry. She has one. Team foul number 4 in the second quarter. LaPel with just one. 1:28 could be brought in. 1:28 left. Clock moving. 21, Madeline Pointer. They work it to the corner. They work it back inside. They work it down low. Tipped away by Hadley Cherry. Picked up by Cameron Roten in the paint. Going through the front court. On the dribble, Ella Hickok. To work it down low. Cameron Rote. To work it back out. They'll move the ball back around. Inside the lane. To go outside the arc. Hadley Cherry. Cross court skip pass. Going to dribble in. 14 footer off the rim. Wouldn't go. Katie Brown. Rebound. Lady Bulldogs. Going to go to the front court. To go outside the arc. 3-point shot long off the mark. Shot taken there. 23. Nia. Should say Amaya Nunn. Back the other direction. They go from the corner. 3-point shot. Rims out. Wouldn't go. That shot taken by LaPel, 25. Taylor Morose to the front court, 38 seconds left. Clock moving, stationary, dribble right there, left of center. Working the basketball is Ella Hickok, 27 seconds left. Playing her loosely, defensively, is number 30, Rosemary Likens. 18 seconds left here in the second quarter. We're working back out in the center circle. 14 seconds left, getting ready to run the play. They're working. They go elbow, left side, have the chair. It's going to be tipped away and picked up there. Loose ball picked up by Lania Wills to go back the other direction. Off the glass, wouldn't go. Should have completed the quarter. Ball shot at the buzzer. Not sure if it would have counted. A three-quarter quarter. That was Cameron Rudder. We'll go to a first half break. Two quarters gone by. 10 minutes on the intermission clock. Score at the end of two quarters of play, Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies 19, LaPel Lady Bulldogs 15. We do thank you for tuning in. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you tonight by Powers Septic and Sewer. Powers Septic and Sewer, they do septic tank cleaning, grease trap cleaning, restaurants, sewer camera, water jetting, septic tank riser installs, pro pump bacteria, for septic systems. Remember, you can't go without us. That's their slogan. You can dial them up at 317-753-8858. That's 317-753-8858. Serving Hamilton County and surrounding counties since 2000. That's the new millennium. Family owned and operated. That's Powers Septic and Sewer. That they're off of 19. You see Cicero and Noblesville. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Jim Dandy Restaurant. Jim Dandy Restaurant, that's good food, good friends, good times. At Jim Dandy Restaurant, they strive to please you with each and every visit. Whether it's that first cup of coffee or that first three-point shot. At Jim Dandy Restaurant, they put all of their guests first, no matter which team is leading on the scoreboard. Tipton and Noblesville, Jim Dandy Restaurant, always looking forward to making each visit feel like you're enjoying a home-cooked meal. Remember, good food, good friends, and good times are not far away when a Jim Dandy menu is calling your name. So we'll talk a little bit about, we'll mention a little bit about, a little bit of John Chu, saw mom kissing the fans, but we'll mention happening right here. We'll let you know in Class 2A rankings. 2A rankings this week, it was tabulated on December 17th. So just a couple of days ago, here's the top 16. At number one, it's North Knox. They are the Lady Warriors. They're 12-1. They're Class 2A, sectional 47. At number two, it's Eastern Hancock, the Lady Royals. Eastern Hancock, the Lady Royals. They're 12 wins, no losses. They're sectional 42. At number three, South Knox. South Knox, the Lady Spartans. They're 10-1, sectional 47. At number four is Eastbrook. Eastbrook, Lady Panthers. They're 10-1 on the season. They're sectional 39. At number five this week, it's the LaPel Lady Bulldogs. They're 11-2. They're sectional 40. At number six, Carroll Cougars. You know, the Carroll Lady Cougars. They're out there. They're on State Road 18. But they're in Florida. They're 11-2. Sectional 38. At number seven, it's Alexandria, the Lady Tigers. They're 9-3. They're sectional 40. At number eight, Crawford County. Crawford County, they are the Lady Wolfpack. I learned that then, just like you may have. Crawford County Lady Wolfpack, they're 12-2, they're sectional 48. At number nine, Triton Central, the Lady Tigers. Lady Tigers are 9-2, sectional 42. At number 10, that's Lady Husky's opponent. On Thursday, that's the Blackbird Lady Bruins. Lady Bruins are 10-2, sectional 39. Two teams tied at number 11. At one team at number 11 is Brownstown Central. They are the Lady Braves. They're 8-3. They're sectional 46. Also at number 11 is Fort Wayne Lures. They are the Lady Knights. They're 8-4. They're sectional 37. At number 13 is Eastside, the Lady Blazers. Lady Blazers are 11-1. Sectional 35. At number 14, three teams. At number 14, it's Austin Lady Eagles, 8-4, they're sectional 46. Bluffton Lady Tigers, they're 11-1, sectional 37. And at number 14, it's Lewis Cass. The Lady Kings are 10-1, sectional 36. They're a member of the Three Rivers Conference. And we'll mention, also, this game is being brought to you by PutMeInSports.com and Varsity Sports. We'll mention Happy Feet Support, education-based, high school varsity athletics. They fall each spring, Lafayette Central Catholic High. Football in the fall, Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter, Tipton Blue Devil basketball, Hamilton Heights. Lady Huskies basketball. You listen to a little Van Hagar, them dreams like a song we'll mention. Also, bringing this game to you tonight, is Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals, when you find yourself looking for that dependable moving truck rental company, that high-quality choice isn't far away. Call Indiana Express Rentals at the south edge of Noblesville, Indiana, 1708 South 8th Street. Simply call them at 317-773-4800. Again, that number is 317-773-4800. They have up to 2060 box trucks available. And a truck with a Tommy lift can sure come in handy. Indiana Express Rentals. Hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pimpsy Truck Rentals. And then Pimpsy alone takes any possible concerns away from travel. Right there, that's Indiana Express Rentals in Noblesville. And also bringing you tonight's contest is Hope Jewelers. Hope Jewelers there in Tipton. Precious times are made for precious moments. And Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton, next to the Diana Theater at 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. We'll take that back. Reach them by phone at 765-675-9720. That's Hope Jewelers. They're open daily, Monday, should say Tuesday, through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30. They're open Saturday, 9:30 to 2. That's Hope Jewelers in Tipton. That we'll also mention happening this week. We're talking about Class 3A rankings. 3A rankings happening this week. Top 14 girls basketball. Also tabulated on December 17th. And number one is Norwell. Norwell, the Lady Knights. They're 11-2. The Class 3A, sectional 23. And number two, it's Rensselaer Central, the Lady Bombers. 14 wins, 0 losses. Sectional 22. They're in the west of the Hoosier Conference. And number three, it's Indian Creek. Lady Braves, they're 11-2. Sectional 26. And number four, it's Hamilton Heights. Lady Huskies. They're 11-2, sectional 24. They're in the east of the Hoosier Conference. At number five, it's Greensburg. The Lady Pirates, they're 10-2, sectional 29. At number six, it's Western. The Lady Panthers, are 11-0. They're sectional 22. They're in the east division of the Hoosier Conference. At number seven, it's Scottsburg. Lady Warriors. Lady Warriors are 12-1. Sectional number 30. At number 8, it's Benton Central, the Bison. They're 10-2. Sectional 22. They're in the West Division of the Hoosier Conference. At number 9, it's Gibson Southern Lady Titans. They're 9-3. Sectional 32. At number 10, Evansville Memorial Lady Tigers. They're 9-1. Sectional 32. At number 12, it's Washington Lady Hatchets. They're 12-3. Sectional 31. At number 13, it's Garrett. The Garrett Lady Railroaders. Garrett Lady Railroaders, synonymous for basketball. We'll mention they are 3-8. But they're sectional 21. And at number 14, it's Tippecanoe Valley. The Vikings, Lady Vikings, are 11-1. Sectional 18. So that's Class 2A, Class 3A. This week, they were tabulated as missions on December 17th. And then getting ready for some second half action. We'll talk a little bit about, we'll mention, about the Lady Husky, Lapel Bulldogs, Lady Bulldogs, 22 seconds left. if they play some suitable music, maybe for the younger generation, I guess. So 10 seconds left. Alternate possession arrow. There was a tie up, but it was a jump ball. And then in the second quarter, they're going to give this ball an alternate possession arrow to the LaPel Lady Bulldogs. It's going to be brought in. And number 20, take that back. 23, Amaya Nunn, looking to get it in. Not uncontested. Going to be contested by the ring front court by Cameron Runner. Get it in on the dribble. We're going to back around outside the arc. Lanaya Wills, and we're moving around the perimeter. Move it left side now on the dribble. 21, Madeline Pointer. Back to Lanaya Wills. Ball tipped away. Going to be stolen overhead right there going the other direction. Cameron Runner, two-point bucket. 21-15. A piece by six. 7:35 early going here in the third quarter. In the front court, ball's going to be swift pass through the fingertips of Lanaya Wills and go back the other direction. Katie Husky bringing in slightly in the backcourt on the dribble. Ella Hickok. Hickok out near the center circle. She's going to work it out right side behind the arc, Cameron Runner. Back out top, Havie Cherry. Havie Cherry with the basketball. She's moving left side, Ella Hickok. Hickok out top of the circle, moves to right side, Cassie Schaefer. Moves to right side, she'll bring it back out. That's Katie Brown. Straight away, she gets back to Havie Cherry just inside the three-point line. Moves to left side. Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner. The back tail dribble. Working against her. Right there at 23, Amaya Nunn. On the stationary dribble out top. Cameron Runner. To work the right side. Pick up a screen. Not going to use it. Going to go back in. Into paint. She'll take a shot into paint. Couldn't get the shot to go. It's underneath the bucket. Going to be pick up the absorb a foul, and she'll go through the foul stripe. She'll shoot two. So at the foul line is Cameron Runner. 6:47 left here in the second quarter. Her shot's good. She'll get one more as she gets some congratulatory from a teammate. 6:47, second quarter. I should say second half. Third quarter, second shot also goes in. 23-15, Lady Huskies by 8. Ball brought in from the backcourt. Lanaya Wills, they're moving back and forth. Pressure in the backcourt. Cameron Runner, Katie Brown, they're moving to the front court. To the hands of Lanaya Wills, and she's going to hand the ball off right there. It's going to be a traveling violation. She gets the ball to Rosemary Lichen. Going to go back the other direction. Katie Huskies going to bring it slightly in the backcourt. Havie Cherry to get it in. Ella Hickok. Hickok. Moves the ball left side behind the arc. Looking to right there. That's number 10, Cameron Runner. Again, being guarded there by Maya Nunn. Back out top, Cassie Schaefer. She'll hand off Ella Hickok. Hickok, up top of the circle. Puts it back out. Well beyond the three-point line is Cameron Runner. Again, guarding the basketball there is Maya Nunn. Going to be a pickup screen right there from Hallie. A screen away. And then Cameron Runner on the dribble. To go right side, uses the screen. She'll take a shot, top of the circle. Just right at center, three-point shot's good. 26-15, Lady Huskies by 11. 5:53 on the game clock. We're in the third quarter at LaPel High School. We're going to the front court with the basketball. Number 11, Lanaya Wills to the corner. Bring it back around. Sets it in briefly. Vikings are working down inside. Shot with the dough. Shot taken there by 21, Madeline Pointer. Trying to bring the ball back in. They're going to whistle a foul. The foul's going to be whistled during the rebound. It's going to be during the shot. And Lanaya Wills going to go to the foul strike. Lanaya Wills shooting 64%. 49 for 77. She'll get two. First shot is good. 26-16. So we're going to get one more shot. Lanaya Wills. 5:37 left, third quarter. Second shot also good. Lanaya Wills got both. Tossing into the backcourt on the dribble. Cameron Runner. At top of the circle. Well beyond the arc. And the dribble left side. Pass it around the perimeter. Ella Hickok. Right side behind the arc. Cassie Schaefer. She'll hand off Katie Brown out behind the three-point stripe. Now back outside, inner circle, stationary right there, triple threat available. Cameron Leonard, she'll dribble. Working against her once again at 23, Amaya Nunn. We're going to right side on the dribble. We go to the corner with Ella Hickok from the corner. Got it. 3-point bucket. Hickok, 29-17, 12-point advantage for the Lady Huskies. 4:58 on the game clock. We'll dribble through the timeline. Across the timeline, that's 30. Rosemary Lichten. Working back out top on the dribble, 21, Madeline Poyser. She'll work it in, Lanaya Wills. Lanaya Wills off the glass. Off the glass, 2-point bucket. Lanaya Wills for two. 29-19. Lady Huskies by 10. 4:35 on the game clock. Center circle, we dribble out of it. Closer to the 3-point strike. Cameron Rudder. Using a screen there from Cassidy Shakel. Going to dribble it right side. She'll bring it back out top. She'll bring it back out. Going to say the official. Going to say not close enough. Not close to the guarded. Or the count should be administered. So still, no count. Going to dribble in. Going to work it to the corner. Havdy Cherry. Havdy Cherry rims off long. Shot wouldn't go. Bring it out of there. Going back the other direction. Bring it back the other direction. Or pass it to the corner. Saving the basketball. Nice save. Maya Nunn went to the corner with it. Yeah, out with them. The nice save of the basketball. That's going out of bounds. Madeline Poyser. They're going to whistle, and then they're going to give the ball back and give it to the Lady Huskies. Lady Huskies going to bring it in. 4 minutes left. Halfway through the third quarter. Going to be a timeout called. At the quarter break, Hamilton Heights, 29. LaPel, 19. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Noblesville Trophies. Noblesville Trophies. You can shop them online at NoblesvilleTrophies.com or stop in if only to browse around. 1720 South Penn Street. Noblesville Trophies. Noblesville, Indiana. Trophies. Awards. Splash. Have turnaround. Prices low. Prices are so low. You may want to be a repeat customer. That's Noblesville Trophies. 1720. South Penn Street, Noblesville. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. 373-173-7391. NoblesvilleTrophies.com. We're going to inbound the basketball, Lady Huskies. Left of the bucket. On the baseline, going to be brought in by Cameron Runner, being guarded there's loosely by Lanaya Wills. Looking to get in, tall pass. Picked up there out of the air by Hadley Cherry. At the runner, to cross the timeline on the dribble. Still dribbling the paint. She's going to draw some contact there. She's going to absorb a foul in the paint. She took a shot. We'll see if they called it. They're going to say it. Two shots will be awarded. Pretty close right there. She's going to step to the stripe. She's going to shoot two. She'll be the only Husky on the lane. Lady Husky four. Lady Bulldogs on the lane. First shot is good. 30-19 in the ball game for the Lady Bulldogs is 22. Jocelyn Love. Jocelyn Love, she's a senior. She averages 4.3 per game. Second shot in the air, also good. 3:53 left here in the third quarter. 31-19. Lady Huskies by 12. Playing pressure in the backcourt. They're working back and forth. They'll pass across the timeline. They'll dribble across with Lanaya Wills. To pick up the dribble, with the right side, 22, Jocelyn Love. Around the perimeter, go to the corner, to the side baseline. Pick up her dribble, she'll take a shot. Just outside the paint. Shot goes in, credit the bucket. 21, Madeline Poyser. And she'll shoot one more. They're going to whistle this foul on Lady Husky. Number 10, Cameron Runner. She has one. Team foul number two. Three thus far on the Lady Bulldogs. 3-point play opportunity is good. That's number 21, Madeline Poyser. She leads the team and she's second on average, 16.7 per game average. Back the other direction. Going to drive the lane. Shot wouldn't go. Drew another foul. Cameron Runner. Going to call it on the floor. This one's on the floor. Going to whistle this foul on LaPel, 22. Jocelyn Love. She has one. That's two. Thus far through this half of this quarter on the Huskies. They're working inside. Shot off the glass. Because no alley. Stay standing right there. Steal in the backcourt. Stole by Hamilton Heights. Have a cherry shot when you go. Rebound putback is good. Cameron Runner, 33-22. 3:13 left here in the third quarter. So the dribble to the front court, crossover. Work it out right side. Lanaya Wills to the corner. Three-point shot off the glass. And good. Not quite the angle that a first half up he got in. That was 22. Jocelyn Love for three. Back the other direction off the glass in the paint. Spread the bucket. Ella Hickok. 35-25. Lady Hefty by 10. 2:44 on the game clock. To the front court. From the corner, three-point shot near the same area. Shot taken right here. Same person, different result. 22, Jocelyn Love. In the front court with the basketball. They're going to call a double dribble. They're going to call a double dribble in the front court. Ella Hickok. Kept her hand on top. And Husky bench. Being respectful. But not quite in agreement. If you're going to bring the ball inside court, it can be brought in three-quarter court. Lady Bulldogs. Across the timeline at a walk pace. Lady Bulldogs on the dribble. You're working back left. You're going to take an elbow shot left side. Rebound putback is good. Lanaya Wills. Oh, no. Got the putback. Able to hike in the front court. Crossing over. Will be a reach-in foul. Preserving the pass in the paint there about 12 feet away. That was Cameron Runner. He's going to absorb the foul. Lady Bulldogs, number 21, Madeline Pointer. 2:10 left here in the third quarter. Will be a draw. Fifth foul. The free throw line. First shot is good. Cameron Runner. The shooting situation, 5 fouls in a quarter. And the opposite team that got fouled, will shoot 2 shots at the free throw line. And then after the quarter's over, they'll go back to zeros again for the next quarter. And Cameron Runner got both of them. To the front court, we're in the basketball, trying to. Lanaya Wills will bounce past and across the timeline on the dribble. We're going back around. That's 33. And Annalise Stowe back in the ball game. She's on the dribble. Elbow left side. Going baseline with the basketball. To try to get away. That was 22 baseline drive. Jocelyn Love, and she'll shoot 2. Couldn't get the bucket. And that foul's going to be whistled on Cameron Runner. She has 2. Team foul number 3 on the Lady Huskies. Jocelyn Love, first shot, rims on, falls on in. Jocelyn Love got the first. 37-28. She'll get one more. 1:51 left here in the third. Second shot, also good. Lady Huskies can bring it from the backcourt. Clock moving. 1:48 on the game clock. Going to bring it to the timeline at a walk pace. Ella Hickok. Hickok going to point out some direction. Back pedal dribble in the center line. 1:36. She'll approach. She'll play defense. Working by her to go to the corner with it. Fast shot just off the rim. Wouldn't go short off the rim. That was Katie Brown. Rebound out of there. Lanaya Wills. Like she goes hard to the hoop. Working to kind of back dribble to the front court. 6 foot. Senior. Lanaya Wills. Take that back. 6 foot sophomore. 6 foot sophomore. Lanaya Wills. Can be brought in left of the bucket on the baseline. Be brought in by the Lady Bulldogs. Madeline Pointer. Just toss it in to the free throw line. Lanaya Wills. She'll work the pass down low. First shot wouldn't go. Shot taken. Madeline Pointer. They're going to call a jump ball. Simultaneous possession. Pointer came down with it. Husky locked her up. Get simultaneous possession. Going to be brought in from the backcourt. Well, Hickok. 1:15 on the game clock. Going to walk up to the timeline. Cameron Runner. He picked up and had to take that back. She's going to pass cross court. Ella Hickok. Ella's going to pass it to the front court. Katie Brown back to Cameron. Crossover dribble. You know, absorb a foul. Quick move there. They're going to call an incidental contact type of foul. From 21, Madeline Poyser. So 2 shots going to be awarded. Again, the 5 fouls in the quarter. First shot up, rims around, falls in. Stop the scoreboard at 5. I believe that might be 6 in the quarter. And they'll shoot from here on out for the rest of this quarter. 102 left. Third quarter. Substitution back in the game for the Lady Huskies. 25, Kennedy Cherry. Taking a breather, 24. Abney Cherry. Gonna work back in. They go for the backcourt. Cameron Runner. The backup. Gonna play pickup ball right there. Middle court. We're gonna left side. Lanaya Wills on the dribble. Now right hand. Work it back around. We go to the corner with 3-point shot. Rims out. Wood go. Tracking down the rebound. That shot taken. At 25. Amaya Nunn. Ball's gonna be tipped. Gonna go out of bounds. Some fans thought it might have been a little bit of friction there. They're going to give the ball back to the Lady Bulldogs of LaPel. Toss it in. Front court with the basketball on the dribble. Madeline Poyser. Short of right side behind the arc. 3-point shot. Rims out. Wouldn't go. That's 33. And Annalise Stowe. Rebound LaPel. LaPel's going to try to get a toss. The middle court tipped away. Picked up by Ella Hickok. Back the other direction. 28 seconds left. Third quarter, Lady Huskies in front. 39-29. Driving the basketball there, and Cameron Runner gets the ball back. 18 seconds. Free throw line. Cassie Schakel passes to the corner. Kennedy Cherry going to get back to Schakel. Schakel goes off the glass. Right into the layup. Good. 41-29. 4 seconds left. To the front court. It's going to be a long 3-point shot at the buzzer. It was online, just shy of the rim. Shot taken by 21, Madeline Poyser. That'll complete the third quarter. The end of the third quarter play. Lady Huskies, 41. Lady Bulldogs, 29. So, we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Runyon Truck Store. That's Runyon Truck Store. Place to enhance your ride. Trucks, cars, SUVs, etc. Wheels, tires, lift kits, and much, much more. Professional installation are always available for every product they sell. Myriad of products for you to choose from. You can visit them at Runyon Truck Store. Or you can call them at 765-552-5130. Again, that's 765-552-5130. It's Runyon Truck Store. Runyon Truck Store, your place to fulfill all of your auto accessory needs. Runyon Truck Store. Say green orange. So, second horn sounds, 8 minutes on the game clock. Fourth quarter. Going to be brought in alternate possession arrow. Ball's going to belong to the LaPel Lady Bulldogs. Lady Bulldogs going to toss in slightly in the front court. She's going to toss it in back court. That's number 30. Rosemary Likens crosses the timeline and dribble pace. Right side. Going to be picked up on the steal. Going back the other direction. Katie Brown going to get it back to Hamilton Heights. Cameron Rudder. She's going to dribble the lane. Take a long step layup, and she's going to be fouled in the act of shooting. So she's going to go to the foul strike. Foul's going to be whistled on LaPel, Lady Bulldogs. Going to be whistled on number one, Sophie Goodwin. Sophie Goodwin, a 5'7" sophomore. First shot is good, Cameron Runner. Back in the ball game for the Lady Huskies is number 24, Havney Cherry. Taking a breather is number 3, Katie Brown. 7:47 left in the fourth quarter. Second shot rims around, falls in. 43-29, Lady Huskies by 14. Cross the timeline on the dribble. That's number 30. Rosemary Likens looks at right side. The pointer. Back out. Lanaya Wills over back behind the arc. 3-point shot good. Tread the bucket. That's number 1. Sophie Goodwin. We'll mention Sophie Goodwin above her average. Bradley's is 2.9. He's got 3-point shot to the front court. Ella Hickok. Up behind the arc. We'll move her back around. Harry Sherry. A Cameron Runner. A back pedal dribble. Center circle. Moves it right side. The basketball. Ella Hickok. Harry Sherry back outside. With the basketball. Lanaya Wills. Guarding Cameron Runner. With the basketball. Kennedy Cherry. The handoff. Cameron Runner works the right side. To dribble in. Across the paint. outside behind the arc, Kennedy chair. Bring it back around, Ella Hickok. Out top now, Cameron Runner to go to the corner, Hattie Cherry. Bring it back out. Cameron Runner, she picked up there by Lanaya Wills and Sophie Goodwin. She'll pass out of it to the corner. Kennedy Cherry with the basketball. Coach Kennedy Cherry going to call a timeout. Checking back in during this timeout is going to be number 3, Katie Brown. 6:44 left here in the fourth quarter, 43-32. Lady Huskies in front. We'll mention this game is in parts being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, that's CarQuest Auto Parts, located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They are at the south edge of Cicero, Cicero Town Plaza. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, that's 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve at Z's Auto Parts in Cicero. The 6:44 left in the fourth quarter. Going to bring the ball in. It's going to belong to the Lady Huskies. They'll bring it in slightly in the front court there at the 28-foot mark. Adjacent to the scorer's bench can be brought in by Cameron Runner. Toss it slightly backcourt, Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok is going to dribble to pass it right side, back and forth in the backcourt. Now Cameron Runner going to dribble across the timeline. Three opponents there guarding the basketball. 3-point shot. Good. Just close to right elbow extended. That's Ella Hickok. 46-32 in the front court of the basketball. To work it down low. For 21, Madeline Pointer. Now pass going to be picked up by Lady Huskies. Back the other direction. Outside the arc. 3-point shot wouldn't go. That's Katie Brown. Rebound lapel. To the front court, Lanaya Wills. Dish off there in the paint. 2-point bucket. Good. Lanaya Wills with the assist. 21, Madeline Pointer. She'll shoot it. That's 23, Amaya Nunn with the bucket. She'll shoot one more. Left one foul each here in the fourth quarter. 6:06 left. Fourth quarter, 3-point play opportunity. Amaya Nunn. First shot rims out. Only one she would have gotten. Rebound out of there, Cassie Schakel. Hands off, Hadley Cherry back to Cameron Runner. She'll pass to the front court. Ella Hickok. Back out, Hadley Cherry out top. Cameron Runner. They'll go to the corner with it. Ella Hickok. Jump pass. Elbow left side. Cassie Schakel back to Katie Brown. Back out top, Cameron Runner. To the left corner, to the right corner baseline. Going to dribble lane. Lost the handle. Tips in, going to be tipped away. Going back the other direction. Off the glass. Tread the bucket. Lanaya Wills going to be a timeout called. Timeout going to be a 60-second timeout called. By LaPel, Lady Bulldogs. And we'll mention, this game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21, real estate agent, real estate broker. If you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, look toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20-plus years experience while serving clients with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa list and or let Lisa look for your residential or corporate relocation. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message 317-513-4086. Again, that's 317-513-4086. If you would rather relax and rely on the real estate lady who listens, rely on experience and knowledge, that's Lisa Stokes Bear. 317-513-4086. District 21, Chief. Be brought in left of the bucket on the baseline. Be brought in by Cameron Runner. The pass is long. Softball pass to the front court. Baseball pass is a little bit too tall. Softball pass. Outstretched fingertip. And then they're going to say it didn't touch. It may not have. And they're going to say it didn't touch the cutter. Cutter for the basket at the other end. That was Ella Hickok. And they're going to say the ball went over her fingertips, so they're going to bring the ball in where Cameron Runner tried to inbound the basketball. Left of the baseline on the right there, brought in by 23, Amaya Nunn. They're going to paint. Shot wouldn't go. Shot taken there. Lapel Lady Bulldogs, 21, Madeline Pointer. There go the front court. It's going to be a reach-in foul. Going to whistle this foul on Lapel, the Lady Bulldogs. They're going to bounce it. Lady Husky's going to bring it in just left of the scores bench. Back in the ball game for the Lady Bulldogs is number 33, Annalise Stowe, taking a breather. It's 21, Madeline Pointer. Could be brought in. Backcourt. Step there. Ella Hickok. Cross court. To the front court now. Cameron Runner. To the corner. We're working back in. Off the glass. 2-point bucket. Ella Hickok. Left-handed layup. 48-36. 12-point advantage. Lady Husky. Could be a tip. Test pass tipped in the front court. Last touch by number three. Katie Brown goes out of bounds. Belongs to Lapel. 5:09 left here in the fourth quarter. 48-36 in the front court of the basketball. Lady Bulldogs. They'll bring it in. They get the ball back. They'll bring it back out top. 23, Amaya Nunn works the right side. Sophie Goodwin. Now back out top on the dribble. That's 33, Annalise Stowe. Bring it to the corner. 3-point shot rims around and falls through. Goodwin set at the bucket. He's got a couple in this ball game at least. It'll be a push foul. That's trying to work the sideline right there. Cameron Runner. It'll be a push bit out of bounds there. Foul's going to be whistled on Lapel. Lapel's going to pick up the third foul here in the corner. Nelson Heights with one thus far. 4:46 left here in the fourth quarter. Bring it in the backcourt. Bring it to the front court. Cassie Schakel. Back to Cameron Runner. Now right side behind the arc. Cassie Carey. Back out. A back middle will work the left side. Ella Hickok. To the left corner. She'll bring it back out. Katie Brown. And a deep pass. Difficult pass. A handle. Cameron Runner out top center circle by the center court line. Tried to reach over and then save the basketball. And then couldn't quite get the ball saved back on their in their front court. Going to belong to the Lady Bulldogs. Going to be brought in left of the bucket. That's 33. Annalise Stowe. Back to Lania Wills. Elbow right side for Stowe. They're working back out top of the circle. 3-point shot. Rims out. And for the board right there, that 3-point shot taken by 22, Jocelyn Love. They're going to whistle a rebound foul. Double check here. They're going to call a timeout. They're going to grant the timeout before the jump ball. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. And I will mention, this game is in part being brought to you by Arcadia Industrial Park and Self Storage. Indoor, outdoor storage, flex storage. I'll mention that you can protect your investments. You can keep them safe. Boats, RVs, precious vehicles, etc. You can reserve your space now. Call them at 317-774-1500. Again, that's 317-774-1500. Or go to www.aipsindiana.com. Indiana Industrial Park and Self-Storage. To be brought in, ride the bucket on the baseline, Cameron Runner. Toss it in. Toss it in, Katie Brown, back to Runner. She's going to dribble through the timeline, being guarded there by Sophie Goodwin. Working back in, they're going to paint. You know, with the traveling violation prior to the shot. Hey, you're going to get the ball back to Lady Bulldogs. 4:11 left here in the quarter. Fourth quarter. Could be brought in backcourt. Lady Bulldogs, Madeline Pointer. They went across the timeline on the dribble. Tipped right there near the center line by Kathy Schakel. Tipped it. And it's going to be a jump ball. And also possession arrow. It's going to get the Huskies basketball. So they're going to bring it in. Lady Husky, side court, slightly in the backcourt. Pass comes in. The hands now on the dribble. Number three, Ella Hickok, crossover dribble. Short baseline. Short back out to the corner, Katie Brown. Now back out, center circle, Cameron Runner. Moving that zone way out top on the Lapel Lady Bulldogs. Going to back out. Abby Sherry, cross court, double tip. Going to get the basketball in the hands of Katie Brown. It's going to be a holding foul. Whistled on the Lady Bulldogs. And a whistleless foul on 22. Jocelyn Love going to pick up her second foul in the ballgame. That's foul number 4 here in the quarter from LaPel. Hamilton Heights with just the 1. Be brought in right in the bucket on the baseline. Tossed in, Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner on the dribble. Going across the lane, give it back to Ella Hickok out top of the key. Took it on the left side, spin move, working about against her. Right there at 21, Madeline Pointer. Back to Ella Hickok on the dribble. Jordan baseline shot. Baseline good. Cassie Schaefer from the baseline, about a 14-footer. 50-39, 3:18 on the game clock. See the front court on the dribble. Lanaya Wills over and around the perimeter. Working back in near the elbow right side. Going to be a reach-in foul. On the dribble there with 21, Madeline Pointer. Going to whistle the foul on Hamilton Heights. Going to be whistled on 23. Kathy Schaefer, she's going to pick up her third foul here in the contest. 2 here in the fourth quarter on the Lady Huskies. Going to be brought in by the bucket. Brought in by Goodwin. Out top. Moving the basketball, 33, Annalise Stowe. Bring it right side, going to be stolen. Picked up there, out of the air by Cameron Runner. She'll dribble the lane, bring it back out, Katie Brown. To the right corner baseline, one dribble, now back out from Ella Hickok. In a circle, Cameron Runner. Going to go back, trying to go back to the corner on his chest pass. It's tipped, and Cameron Runner tracks down and a deflected pass to the front court. Bring it back in. The handle, Katie Brown, back to Cassie Schaefer. To go to the corner, Cameron Runner. Back out top, back pedal dribble, Cameron. Should say Ella Hickok. Mazzilla works a Jason pass out of Jerry back to Ella. Ella's going to drive the lane off the glass. 2-point bucket. Found an opening. 2-point bucket. Good. 2:39. 2:22 left here in the fourth quarter. The working elbow. Turnaround jump. Short off the rim. Wouldn't go. That shot taken by Madeline Pointer. Pointer's shot wouldn't go. Rebound out of there. Lady Husky. Tipped out of bounds. Lady Husky's going to get the basketball. In the back, this ball game here for LaPel is 32 Brooklyn Bulls. Can be brought in, picked up. We're going to see the front court, Cassie Schaefer. To the corner, Hadley Cherry. Back out, Cameron Runner. She'll work the crossover, she'll work back out. Hadley Cherry now back outside. Ella Hickok, 2 minutes left on the dribble. She'll cross over, back out top, well out top. Katie Brown, cross court pass. Cameron Runner, can be picked up by Lanaya Wills. And I'll do that with you. There was Pointer. They worked the basketball back around. Katie Brown. Abby Cherry. They worked it left side. Try to get it to Ella Hickok. Difficult pass to handle. Going to go out of bounds. 1:43 left. Here in the quarter. Going to be brought in. Deep in the backcourt from the side court. Almost as deep as you can get on the court. Going to be tossed in. Tossed in. Rosemary Lichens. Point guard. Going to dribble, going to bounce it to the front court. Working the basketball, Madeline Pointer. Back to Lichens, back behind the dribble, and the back dribble, back out there. Working the basketball, working the right side. Lanaya Wills charges a 3-point shot, rims out. Wouldn't go, ball's going to be caromed, and it's going to be last touched by Lady Bulldog. It's going to belong to the Lady Huskies. Lanaya Wills, right on that 3-point shot. Going to be brought in from the back court. Cameron Runner, staff to Schaefer. We're working back to get the ball to the corner. Hadley Cherry. Cameron Runner on the dribble. We're working cross-court pass behind the arc. Katie Brown. Katie Brown on the dribble. We're going to get her as Madeline Pointer. Ella Hickok inside the arc to the corner. Hadley Cherry. Double skip pass out there to Cameron Runner. We're behind the arc. 3-point shot in the air. Rims out. That was Ella Hickok. Rebound collected there by Cassie Schaefer. Off the handle, might have been a bit of a friction. They're going to go out of bounds. Last touch by the Lady Huskies. Going to be brought in right of the bucket on the baseline. Lanaya Wills going to give it back. Crossing the timeline on the dribble. 21, Pointer. Pointer's going to get the basketball there at the right corner. Right elbow. And she's going to double check here. And then she gets a rub below her eye right there, probably on her cheek. She's going to be checked out right there by the athletic trainer. So she'll check on her. And in the ball game for the Lady Huskies is 25 Kennedy Cherry. Taking a breather out of this ball game, getting a pat on the shoulder right there by coach is Lanaya Will. 43.6 left. We're in the fourth quarter. 52-39. Tucking backward on the dribble. Going to work it back around and drive the lane. Drive the lane. Shot is deflected. Amaya Nunn with the shot. Going to whistle a foul. They're going to call it two shots. As Cameron Runner going to pick up a foul. Cameron Runner going to pick up her third foul in the contest. At the free throw line, 23, Amaya Nunn. First shot rims out long. Amaya Nunn will get one more. Amaya Nunn, to my knowledge and their records, it's her first miss. 4-for-5, and now 4-for-6. So that rims out. That was halfway down. Going back the other direction. Get it back to the hard to the hoop, underhanded scoop shot. Find the layup, Cameron Runner. It goes to the foul stripe. They're going to whistle this foul on the Lady Bulldogs. It'll be whistled on 23, Amaya Nunn. She has three. They're going to call that her fourth foul here in the ballgame. Cameron Runner gets the first one. 32.1 left. Fourth quarter. Lady Huskies have four, so it's a foul situation both sides now. Second shot rims around, wouldn't go. 31 seconds left. The front court on the dribble at 23, Amaya Nunn. She'll dribble, elbow. Tries to make the check pass. It's intercepted at Katie Brown. Katie Brown to the front court, 22nd. Nearly a steal at half court. And nearly a steal. Good effort there. 23, Amaya Nunn. And Amaya Nunn going to exit the ballgame. In the ballgame for her is number 15, Addie Bodenhorn. Addie Bodenhorn, she's a freshman. She got some playing time, quite a bit of playing time in the JV contest. She's playing here tonight, second game of the evening. So they're working it back in left side. Let me step back three. Shot wouldn't go. Shot wouldn't go at Cameron Runner, three-point effort. 9 seconds left. Crossing the timeline, the basketball, that was Addie Bodenhorn. Back outside the arc, three-point shot good. Left elbow extended, credit the bucket. 25. Amaya Nunn for three, and that's going to complete the ball game. 32 minutes went by. We'll mention final score, Lady Huskies, 53, Lady Bulldogs, 42. We do thank you for tuning in, and we do thank, we'll mention, just mention what's coming up over the after the Christmas break. After Christmas, Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies basketball are going to play couple of games at Huntington North, the Classic. The Huntington North Classic. Game schedule, we'll let you know. Huntington North High School, their address is 450. Mac again. There we go. Anyway, they're in Huntington, Indiana, 46750. You can reach them by phone at 260-356-6104. On the web, it's hmhccsc.c12.in.us. It's going to be four teams there. We'll mention Hamilton Heights on December 30th. It'll be an 11:45 a.m. game. Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies, and Plymouth Lady Pilgrims. There we go, the Plymouth Lady Pilgrims. We'll mention also on the 30th at 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock to be the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies versus Wawa C Lady Warriors. So make plans now. We do thank you for tuning in. We thank my wife back home. She's down check. And we'll mention. If you want to stick around, you might hear an interview. We'll see if she and Sherry would like to speak a little bit. And we'll also mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning.
doing all right.
Doing okay?
Yeah, doing well.
What?
What about it?
What is it?
Yeah. Well, close to.
It's alive, but it's all right. How are you doing?
Doing well.
Good. Yeah. Good moment. Are you?
Yep. Good moment for fire department.
That's prosperous, isn't it?
So,
yeah.
My brother and Alan, of course. So, if it worked for that, I'd probably be doing it.
Oh, that's a son.
Yeah. It's interesting to come back over here. I got some front stepdaughter.
Oh, really?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah. And, how you been?
Okay, okay. Sorry, dude.
Yeah.
Been better here.
Yeah. Anyway. In what face did I recognize?
Oh, that's a nice service.
Yeah.
That's all right.
When I'm not on duty, I don't change
it. No doubt.
My wife likes it like this, so.
That's good. I appreciate you talking to me.
Cool, man.
Okay. Yes, sir.
We're poaching to have a couple of series here at Keegan and Kevin, and coaches the LaPel Bulldogs boys team. Keegan coaches the Hamilton Heights girls basketball team. I tell you what, Coach, you had a hard-fought win here tonight.
Yeah, they're a really good basketball team. Proud of our girls bouncing back from that West Lafayette game. I thought we executed the game plan for 32 minutes. Showed a lot of poise down the stretch, and we made enough shots tonight to win. So it was a really, really great win for us.
Absolutely. I can talk to your brother now. I understand that you guys are on the phone talking to your mom. She don't know which one's talking.
She doesn't. She does not.
So, Kevin, basketball team, this is your second year here, right?
It is, AJ, our second year, and really happy to be here at LaPel. It's a great community, really supportive administration, and I'm really enjoying it here.
I bet they're enjoying you being here because the Cherry Brothers know how to coach basketball.
Oh, I appreciate that, AJ. You know, we've been fortunate in our success there at Hamilton Heights, and all the credit goes to the girls. But Kevin was with me for a number of years there at Hamilton Heights. A lot of this stuff that we put in and run today is his thinking. It's us together, and we're still each other's greatest fans and supporters. He still continues to help. He was in a practice. I'm impressed for this game. Just to watch things. I mean, he wasn't on the court, but just to come by and offer support and just listen to me vent a lot of times, and I've always appreciated his support. He knows the game really, really well.
You're going to be at Blackford here in a couple of days. Where are you going to be most recently right now?
We're going to be home this Friday against Muncie Central, and AJ, it's our first home game since November 26th. We played our first game of the season against Anderson, and we finally get to come back home against Muncie Central this Friday.
Well, that a plus?
Yeah, I hope it's a plus. Our crowd's probably excited for us to get back home. A lot of our fans have made comments to me, hey, we thought you guys weren't playing basketball, you know, this year because they haven't been able to watch us a whole lot. So we'll be excited to be back home. Hopefully we can play well.
Coach, I mentioned a little bit about your ball game coming up on the 30th of December. I kind of butchered a little bit of it, but can you talk about that?
We play at the Huntington North holiday tournament. We got Plymouth and Wallasey. We anticipate there'll be really competitive basketball games. I know Wallasey's record is really good. I haven't dove in yet on either team. Plymouth be a 4A school, so we're going to have at the end of the day, we're going to lose warm-ups. I mean, about every team that we play is going to be bigger and stronger, so it's going to be the same recipe. We're going to have to be great in our technique, do all the little things to give ourselves a chance to win, much like we did tonight.
Jared, I see one of them. Are you going to have a lot of games packed in here before Christmas?
This will be our last game before Christmas. Then our Madison County tourney starts on January 2nd. But yeah, just a couple things on Keegan's team tonight. I thought their guard play is just fantastic, and it starts with Runner. I think she had a 30 tonight, or 29 or 30, and of course Little E does a great job. And then the supporting roles they put around her, so well coached and disciplined, and execute that game plan. I was proud of those girls tonight and coach for getting a win against a really good LaPel team.
Absolutely, Coach. I got a last thing I'll mention. AAU, a lot of girls here know each other. You know a lot of folks here. You had a good camaraderie after the game.
Yeah, we've got a tremendous amount of respect for Coach Newby and his girls. They play hard. They play the right way, and they're talented. Lanaya is a handful. She's as athletic, as long, rebounds as well as probably anybody we'll face all season. And then Pointer shoots it as well as anybody. You let her get her feet set, she has time to get it off. I'm surprised when she misses. Really good players, really good program. We have lots of respect for them.